appreciate the way Sonny just ties those songs together. Very encouraging. Well, I wanted to talk to you about giving today. And if you'll turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Paul writes to the Corinthians, and he's encouraging them to give specifically to a need. What we understand is that there was a famine in the land of Judea, Jerusalem, and so Paul starts a collection for the saints that are in Jerusalem. In chapter 8, he is using an example to the Corinthians, that is the example of the Macedonians who were giving out of their poverty. And he says, these people are very generous. In fact, he says in verse 1, brethren, wish to make known to you the grace of God which has been given in the churches of Macedonia, that in great ordeal of affliction, their abundance of joy and their deep poverty overflowed in a wealth of liberality. In other words, they were very generous in giving. For I testify that according to their ability and beyond their ability, they gave of their own accord, begging us with much entreaty for the favor of participation in the support of the saints. He goes on and he says, of course, they first gave of themselves. And he says, then they gave unto us. And then in chapter 9, he begins to encourage them on how to give. So he gives the example in chapter 8 of those who are giving and what it looks like. And then in chapter 9, how you should give. The reason I bring this up is we have opportunities. The tithe that we give is under the church, and it takes care of the expenses of the church. The tithe is what Scripture calls God's. That's His, right from the very start. The 10% is the Lord's. But there are opportunities to give far beyond this. And in some cases, it's ministry that goes beyond our borders. And it's at this point that I want to interrupt and say there is an opportunity for a ministry beyond our borders. And once again, it's in India. They are wanting to build a church. The purpose of the church will be also as a school for the pastors that they'll be training. Once again, they already have the property. I saw it, walked on it. It's in a cane field. It's a pretty interesting piece of property. It's one of the greenest places in India that I ever visited, because usually we were in the hub of the cities. But it'd be a great place. There are a number of villages around that area so that people could come into this area. But they're needing help. Now, I want to talk to you not as much about that ministry, but about your role in this. What we understand is that God gives us the privilege of being a part of something that's happening that's spiritual through the tangible means of money. I know that some of us don't have a lot of extra money, and we know that God gives you what you need to have. But what we're asking you to do is give according to the stirring of your heart. There's a reason why we don't have graphs, and that is that when you put graphs up there and show specific amounts, people tend to give according to, well, it looks like they need $10 more. So they give $10 more. Well, if the Spirit is telling you to give something else, you should give what the Spirit of God is telling you. You say, well, what if we give too much? And and no, the pastor's wife and the pastor, we're not going to Tahiti. But what's going to happen is that we'll make sure that it goes to those missionaries. Now, what we want to do is keep you abreast of how much is coming in. What we don't want to do is announce it from the pulpit. Just don't think it's appropriate to talk dollars and cents in the pulpit. I just don't feel like it's right. Because what we're trying to encourage is your heart. So what we'll try to do is we'll try to let you know, first of all, what the need is, the specific need, and we'll put it in the bulletin. We'll then let you know when that need is met. We'll tell you, this has been met. If, in fact, you're wanting to know the progress of the need, what you can do is you can call the office, specifically talk to my wife, and she'll say, well, this much has come in up to this point. Now, after saying that, I want to discourage you from doing it. Not because I don't want you checking up on it, but I don't want you to give according to what you think is needed. We want to encourage you to listen to the Spirit of God. What's interesting is, as Paul is writing to the Corinthians, he doesn't say, well, we need about 150,000. He doesn't say that, does he? How do we know how much they need? God is able to make all sufficiency abound in whatever is given, however many fish, however many loaves of bread. But the giving is about the heart. It's not about, well, I met this quota. His statement, if I want you to read it with me in 2 Corinthians chapter 9. And once again, a very familiar passage, verse 6. He says, now this I say, he who sows sparingly shall also reap sparingly, but he who sows bountifully shall also reap bountifully. Now look at verse 7. This is the key verse, and this is the way we want to encourage you to give. Let each one do just as he has purposed. Look at that. Where? In his heart. Now that's not thinking logistically. That's the Spirit of God moving him to give. What's the need? Well, the Lord knows the need, and the Lord will burden your heart. Often, I remember talking to my folks, and many years ago, they were involved in giving to missionaries. They've always been very active in giving to missionaries themselves. And I remember my father saying, the Lord just burdened our heart on this figure. He says it was interesting because it was the same amount that Othello was burdened for. We had the same amount in our minds. And it's just the unifying of the Spirit of God, the directing of the Spirit of God in how it gives. The point of this is this, that the giving is just as much for you as it is for them. That, as Paul says to the Philippians, this is going to increase to your account. And it brings you to a closer relationship with the Lord. You begin to become dependent upon his leading rather than mechanical in your thinking. So what we're asking you to do is to grow spiritually through this process. Once again, we're going to put the amount in the bulletin. We're going to let you know how much they're asking us for. Of course, every dollar that you send specifically for that is going to go directly to them for that building. They said, well, how much will you be able to give? I says, well, I don't know. I just present it before the body, and however the Lord touches their hearts, I says, we'll leave it in the Lord's hands. We'll walk by faith. I says, it may be that, you know, a large sum of this may need to come from your people, and certainly they're willing to do that. But God has given us this opportunity. I know that there are 1,001 things to give to, but can you think of anything greater to give to than the Lord's work and the ministry? Can you think of anything more wonderful to give to? So what I want you to do at this time, I don't want you to give any money yet. I want you to be in prayer about it. And like I said, we'll put the amount in the bulletin the next week. You didn't put it in this week, right? And we'll let you know what the specific need is. But then just ask the Lord, how much do you want me to participate in this? And just listen to him. And we'll just see how the Lord provides and what he does. And I know whatever he does, if he works in your heart, it's the right amount, and that's exactly what you should give. And I'm so thankful we can depend on him, aren't you? But isn't it wonderful that we can participate in something like this? So I'm looking forward to it. We're going to read you some of the letters in the days ahead that we're receiving from Robinson and Molly. Recently, they've started incorporating our discipleship manual. It's actually being translated. I don't know how many languages have been translated in so far. 2 languages, and I don't know if they're looking at any more. We know there are over 400 some odd dialects in India, so it can be pretty drawn out. But they're wanting to take many of their students back through the discipleship manual as well, and so they're looking forward to do that. And I think they're trying to open up 2 more centers for the school. So be praying for that ministry. It's just such a wonderful ministry. Continue to pray for Danae in Africa. I know that things have settled down some in that area, and we're just thankful for that, that the Lord has given us the opportunity to minister there. So there's plenty of ways to get involved. And if you're thinking, well, you know, Family Bible's not building a church right now, so there's no need. I can give to these areas. Well, there's plenty of things to give to through Family Bible. We may not be building a building, but we're building a kingdom all over. And so we're just letting you know, letting you be abreast of this. Just start praying. Just ask the Lord, what would you have me do in this? And we'll let him direct your hearts. Well, Father, we give you thanks that you're the director of all things, and that we can participate in things that go beyond what we could ever do just by giving. What a wonderful thing you have allowed us to do. And how you have bonded our hearts with those that are across the seas. In some cases, people that we've never met, we feel endeared to because they love you. They've been emboldened to preach your message. People have come to you. People have been discipled. Churches have been built. And you have been glorified. It is your hand that has done all these things. You have moved hearts. You have called men. And you have stirred our hearts. Lord, we thank you for letting us participate in this most holy work. In Jesus' name, amen.